This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Heat advisory in effect now through Thursday. Shine, we should open up the window world of Boston weather window, if you could, please. Poke your head out. What are we looking at today besides stifling heat and humidity?
Yeah, Greg, it's currently 75 degrees and cloudy here in the city of Boston. The high today is 87, but it's going to feel like it's pushing closer to 100 as that heat advisory is in effect. So just be careful out there. Stay hydrated. Try and stay cool as best you can.
Okay. Curtis off. Not allowed back in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts until the Red Sox lose. So there's that. And then Courtney is off rest of the week. Mego is here. And we were in the middle of our leads before we get to They Said It in about 15 or 20 minutes. Mego, good morning.
Good morning. I have a football lead as well today.
Okay.
So Adam Schefter had the report yesterday that 49ers receiver Juwan Jennings wants a new contract or a trade. He's owed $7.5 million in the final year of an extension that he signed with San Francisco last summer. He's not expected to be a holdout in training camp, but sources tell Schefter he won't be happy if he doesn't get that new contract or trade either. He's coming off his best NFL season. He had 975 receiving yards, 6 touchdowns, ranked 10 in yards per route run, and he only had 1 drop. He's not a yards after catch guy. He's like a big body contested receiver guy. He's 6'3", mm-hmm. over 200 pounds. I think he'd be a nice addition for this Patriots team. I know that they have a lot of receivers who are actively battling it out in training camp coming up for a roster spot, but they don't have a big body guy like this. Like, mm-hmm. the biggest body guy that they have is Mac Hollins, and he's been injured all offseason. Yeah. And I think
he's a journeyman anyways.
It would help to have somebody who is just a little bit of a different look.
Right.
They've got a lot of smaller guys. They got a lot of yards after catch guys. This would give you a different dimension. I don't know how much I'd go up to pay him, mm-hmm. but he's also the closest to a 1,000-yard receiver right. you'd probably have in your room.
I'd do you one better, though, because he's disgruntled, right? He wants mm-hmm. out. I'd go get Terry McLaurin. He's disgruntled. He wants out. He's a guy that can do all those things,
yeah.
right? And he's a guy who can run after the catch, and he's, what, 28 or 29 years old?
He's 30, I believe. About to be 30. Yeah.
Well, him and the guy you brought up, they're like close to the same age. That's who I would go out and get.
I'm guessing there may be a lot of guys who are disgruntled, mm-hmm. as you put it, and looking for new deals after the Garrett Wilson deal.
Oh, yeah. And not only the Garrett Wilson deal, you see Shime's boy? Yeah, we might not see Travion Henderson because of the Higgins deal from the Texans, all the second-round draft picks. You seen that story?
Yeah.
Where all the second-round draft picks basically now want guaranteed contracts because the Texans did it with the receiver, and now it's like, what, 30 of the 32 guys haven't signed, Shime?
That's correct. 30 of the 32.
So that's Henderson.
But what's that Garrett Wilson number guaranteed?
Was 90.
90, right?
Yeah.
31 a year, basically.
Yeah, but he's also only, what, 25?
Right.
Yeah. So, and I mean, he's locked down deal. Now till he's 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
All right, Mego.
The Patriots have like $60 million in space against the cap. They can add this guy and still do other stuff.
No, we could add Terry McLaurin.
Yes.
I just don't think the Commanders are going to let Terry McLaurin walk.
So then pay him.
They will.
All right.
I think they will in training camp.
Okay. All right. Mego, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I wrote some things down because here's how I'll give Cora a pass and get him back. I'll get back on the Cora train. You have to do something that it seems like you haven't done in a long time. And when you look at the Boston Red Sox, their post-All-Star break record is atrocious. 2024, last year, their post-All-Star game, their post-All-Star record, 10 games under 500, 2023, 11 games under 500, 2022, 9 games under 500, and 2021, the year that Cora made the playoffs, they were 3 games above 500. So there's a pattern, Alex, and if you look at Alex's record pre-All-Star game, All-Star game and what the record looks like for the Red Sox, very good when it comes to pre-All-Star game, but he falls apart as a manager and his teams fall apart after the All-Star break. So what he needs to do this year is make sure that he doesn't have the same track record that we've seen Alex Cora have so many years here as the manager, and make sure this team is above 500 ball club after the All-Star break.
Okay, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
Remember when we were little and we used to go back to school in September and they'd have you write a paper on what you did on your summer vacation?
Yes.
Did you do that or you didn't?
I think so. I just always remember that like final 2 weeks of summer when you were trying to do all the summer reading and stuff that you didn't do over the summer. And you'd pick up a pencil and it'd be like, Mike, I don't remember how to write. Like my hand doesn't work anymore.
Mine was the first day outfit.
Yeah.
First day outfit had to be on point.
Yeah.
Back to school outfit. So the first day had to be on point.
But by the way, your outfit today in the Twitch chat earlier, somebody was asking if you just came from the set of the Thriller video.
Because of the...
That's kind of what you look like today.
Thriller night. Yeah. I used to have the Michael Jackson Thriller jacket.
Anyway... Jay Cutler is being dragged a bit for what he did on his summer vacation. And if you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube, you can see Jay Cutler is in South Africa.
Oh.
And he... I knew I was
going
to get
cool.
Go. I knew this
there
was going to get
go.
You going, Mego.
That is not
and
cool, man.
He took down a sable antelope.
All right.
And took to Instagram to celebrate it.
All right.
And there are those who get angry anytime anybody is out in the wild hunting animals who live in the wild.
That's it.
You go on safari, you are legally allowed to go on safari and take out the sable antelope.
Right.
If you're able to do so. I don't have a problem with it, but I wanted to see how. I heard you groaning earlier, yeah. Mego, so I'm assuming
it's big game hunting.
You're not a fan of this.
I did a quick search. Apparently population very stable. So I wonder if this is equivalent to going out and like shooting a buck or something.
In which case
I'd say I understand when people do that. It's in a way a form of population control. If the population is stable or exploding it does in some regions in the suburbs.
Right.
At the same time, just when people post that, it just really bums me out. I'll never forget. A couple years ago, somebody posted some woman thought that she shot a wolf, and it was
a wolf.
A wolf.
And it was a Siberian husky.
What?
You don't like the way she says woof.
She said a woof. And she was getting on me about saying will yesterday.
Woof, woof.
Yeah, a woof.
I can't. A wolf.
He was getting on me about saying, what's in your wheelhouse? Yeah, woof.
Wiggy, we all have regional accents.
I remember that story.
I just don't like seeing the pictures. I know it's like a trophy and it's a form of sport, and it seems like this is not encroaching on any endangered species, but you see it and I just go, oh, the
it's
poor
a big
thing.
Game, Hunter. You know, I mean, I know plenty of guys I played with in the NFL that loved hunting.
Shot a woof.
Yeah.
And you know, my father,
big game hunter.
Yeah, my father-in-law's a big hunter. I don't do it. But I know that, you know, as long as you do it the right way, because, you know, it's got to be legal and that kind of thing. So.
Well, it wasn't that long ago that he took down the absolute gazelle that is Kristen Cavallari. So
She is everywhere now, by the way.
Oh, my Lord. Very, very lovely woman.
Huh?
Have you met her? No, but I have always been attracted to
her. She's gorgeous.
I've always been attracted. She is really, and she gets better with age.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I feel like she's like Diane Lane or that type of woman who's just going to keep getting more attractive.
She likes
attractive.
The young bros, don't she?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she does. Good for her. Huh?
Yes, she does. All right. Well, those are our leads. And we're going to get to They Said It coming up next, and then the news with Shime filling in for Courtney at 7:45 this morning. And that includes the dumbest of the day today and a new trend on TikTok, which, once again, those who are dumb enough to be doing it are being warned not to do it. So we'll get to that during the dumbest of the day. But right now, here is Mego with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Mariners slugger Cal Raleigh won the home run derby last night with 18 dingers in the final, beating out Junior Caminero of the Tampa Bay Rays. He's the first catcher and switch hitting winner in derby history. The big dumper's dad, Todd, served as his pitcher. Here he is discussing his son's victory.
Well, it's just a great accomplishment, and I think that every dad that's ever had a kid, this is what they dreamed about, and as a dad, you kind of dream about it. To see it come true for your son is unbelievable.
Celtics forward Jordan Walsh was ejected from last night's NBA Summer League game after picking up two technical fouls. Walsh was tossed in the second quarter of the 100-96 loss to the Miami Heat. All eyes in the world of women's basketball will be on TD Garden tonight, where the Connecticut Sun will face Caitlin Clark in the Indiana Fever at 8 p.m. Clark returned from injury last week and is averaging nearly 17 points and 9 assists per game. The get-in price for tonight's game is about $90.
Okay.
All right. I'm excited. I want to see Caitlin in person. I mean, unfortunately, the Connecticut Sun, I think they stink.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think a lot of people are going to be like myself going there to see Caitlin Clark. So, should be a good turnout. I'm glad she's playing, too.
Are you a Caitlin Clark fan?
No, but I just like...
No, you're not.
No, I'm not like a WNBA fan, but I want to see Caitlin Clark in person. I mean, she got skills.
She's a phenom. Subaru's...
I just got a text from Angel Reese asking why you don't want to see her.
Why doesn't Wiggy want to see me?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because she can't make layups. So, I don't know. It's the hype around Caitlin Clark is like the WNBA's LeBron James. You know, I'd rather see LeBron James than
see... So what's Angel?
Angel's like Draymond Green. I'm not going to show up to see Draymond.
Subaru summer is finally here. Buckle up for an unforgettable summer in a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek. Buy with 2.9% financing for up to 72 months or lease for just $269 per month. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
That is what's trending. Coming up next, They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Sports. Coming up momentarily, they said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. This, however, is Brandon from Boston. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing, guys? So I just want to put a pause on the Red Sox. I'm not a believer. I'm a Dodgers fan anyway, but I grew up in Boston, so I do follow them. Mm-hmm. But you can't tell me beating the Nationals, the Rockies, and the Reds, and then, you know, it counts for something. You did beat a real team in the Mariners, right? But you lost against the Giants, the Angels, and another real team that you couldn't beat was the Blue Jays. That's a real team. So now coming up with this schedule, you have the Cubs, you have the Phillies, you have who else is on
the
there?
Dodgers,
you have the Dodgers, and then you have Minnesota. Those are four real teams. Now, convince me, beat those teams in the series because you have a high potent offense coming up in the Cubs. That's a real team, and the ERA is evenly matched with you, but they're high in hitting and scoring and slugging as well. So, you know, beat those four teams that I mentioned, then I'm convinced, but you can't convince me that they're good.
Yeah, I mean, I listen, that's what Mago said at the start of the show this morning. She was feeling the buyer's remorse.
A little
she
sheepish.
A little over-effusive yesterday in her excitement about the Boston
But my
Red Sox,
thing is, so. Like, that not that they can't beat good teams. Like, he conveniently left out the Yankees. Mm-hmm. My thing is, can they string together beating good teams in these series? At least take two of those three series right after the All-Star break.
That's the
I don't know that they can, because what they've lacked is consistency, and it's easy to have consistency when you're playing cellar dwellers, and then you have a four-game series against a real team. Mm-hmm. But when you see three real teams in a row, can you take two of three of those series?
Well, but I think your recency bias is justified. It's based on the last 4 years. In which they were not a second half baseball team. The difference is, though, I think you can argue that you brought up, you finally got your prospects up here, and they are acclimating themselves to playing in the big league. You brought up Sadan Rafaela yesterday. The man is absolutely on fire, and you cross your fingers. Mm-hmm. You finally have some pitching that you can count on, mm-hmm. Other than Garrett Crochet. So I don't know why you wouldn't be bullish on the second half of the season.
Well, I think part of because of what my lead is and was and what Alex Cora and this Red Sox team has been in the second half of the season. But what I would say is they are a lot different than those other teams because you brought up some of the bats. What I would do if I was the Red Sox, I wouldn't even wait till the trade deadline. I know this stretch is coming up, and I know how people are gonna be. If you go through this, you know, 9-game stretch where you lose all of those series, people are going to be like, well, see, you beat some crappy teams, and then when you played the good teams, especially the good teams in the National League, you weren't able to compete. So if I was the Red Sox, I would make a move before the, right now and see if I could get that other pitcher, because that is going to be the thing. And I would go after a legit number two. So be Crochet, that legit number two, Bayo, Giolito, and then I would feel.
Yeah, I just am not. We talked about this yesterday. I'm no longer comfortable with parting with what you have to part with in order to get a legit number two. Although, baseball Brett and others will argue that you just have to part with prospects. I don't know about mm-hmm. that. Like, I think you're going to have to say goodbye to Jarren Duran, and I don't want to F with the chemistry on the baseball team.
I don't think that's the case. Like, because if you're assuming you're making a trade, you're probably trading with a team not in the playoffs. So they're not going to require a player that needs to be in the majors right this second. So, like, I don't think that it is just like a fait accompli that Jarren Duran has to be in the trade.
Ooh.
For a starting pitcher.
Fait accompli.
It's a big word right
there. Excuse me.
A little French from Scheim. You know how that goes.
Oui, is that oui. French?
I think so. Is it
not? French or Italian?
You're
or
the
maybe
one
not
who
Italian,
said it.
But Latin.
I mean, maybe it is Latin. Maybe. I mean, most of the modern languages are built on Latin.
The so love languages is what they're called.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, we're going to get – let's get to they said it, because we can get to what at least one Major League Baseball insider says about the World Series-bound Boston Red Sox and what they must do.
It's time for
– Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
– don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they want to honor those who built this city. So whether they drive or construct or care for others, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where would you like to start, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Jeff Passan, who gives you some insight on what the Red Sox are going to do at this deadline.
Speaking of being bullish, very bullish on the Boston Red Sox currently.
Yes, he is. Here is Jeff Passan.
Roldis Chapman's going nowhere. Alex Bregman's going nowhere. They're going to add, and if they get another starting pitcher who can be at the top of that rotation with Garrett Crochet, Brian Bayo pitching
Mitch Keller,
so well,
told you.
Lucas Giolito, the Boston Red Sox are legitimate World Series contenders.
Oh.
All right.
Legitimate World Series contenders. That feels good. Say it again. Say it again. All right.
The Boston Red Sox are legitimate World Series contenders.
I mean, I believe that. And I don't know who that guy is. I don't know which guys you would go after. I mean, obviously, that's, you know, for the geeks to know that more than I know that, the ones that really deep dive on which pitches could potentially be available for the Red Sox. But even Passan says if they can get or they go after that guy, and whether you have to give up somebody for – I'm with you. I don't want to give up Duran, but if giving up Duran is going to make your team better when it comes to starting pitching, I feel like you have enough bats where you might be able to – lessen that blow a little bit.
Well, Sound of Muzak in the Twitch chat says that I am constantly overstating the value of chemistry. So there's that argument, but I stand on it. Like, I think you... The team just looks different. Like,
it feels different.
Post-Devers. Like, I can't wait till Curtis gets back here to ask him about it, because they just... They look like they're having fun. They didn't look like they were having fun the first 2 months of the season. But they
got the guy out that has built the chemistry. So I don't think the chemistry is going to change so much if you have...
But Jaren Duran's a part of that chemistry.
No, I know he is, like, but they still...
And you can't remove... If you have, quote-unquote, chemistry, and you start removing the parts of it that make it up, then you lose it.
Right, but I think that they still have enough pieces they'll still have enough of that chemistry left. They understand the way the game works with a player like Duran, and saying, okay, we know as a team that he could bring us something back. Obviously, they're going to miss him. They'll probably be a little bit hurt by it, but I don't think they're going to lose that chemistry because they move on from Duran. I understand why they got the chemistry because of moving on from Devers, because he was clearly a problem or just a black cloud in that clubhouse. Whereas if they move Duran, there's still going to be sunshine.
I think it's really about two questions that we have to see answered. One is, can Craig Breslow actually execute at the trade deadline? Because he didn't do it last year. And I think a lot of people, like our friend Adam Jones in Middays, are super high on what he did in the offseason, which has proven to be fair. But he's still got to show that he can be willing to overpay at the trade deadline, because that's what happens there. And the other part is, has Alex Cora and his coaching staff fixed some of the fundamental issues that we saw from this team not that long ago? Like that final game in the Reds series against Cincinnati, when they have Romy Gonzalez making goofy base running calls and errors all over the field late in the game, and it's like a collapse.
Right. Yeah.
Has their focus changed so much because of the chemistry? Has their coaching approach day to day changed? Mm-hmm. Is there more intensity from Cora communicating to the players? Those are the questions I think we need answered.
And also, just to clarify, and no offense to Jones, but there's only one person at this radio station who is super high, and he is on this show every single day.
I'm always high.
I want to be clear.
Well,
about
the mystery vape is gone.
We don't know
whose it was.
That vape must have belonged to Stiz Grimey. Mm-hmm. He must have came in and got it yesterday, right? Would you agree?
Has to have.
All right. Wait a minute. Let me get Bill from Warwick, Rhode Island. Hey, Bill.
How you doing, guys?
Can
you hear me okay?
Yeah, what's up?
On the trade deadline, my thought is, why not trade a prospect, two or three, whatever, for a rental starting frontline pitcher? That way you don't touch Duran. And then in the offseason, you either sign that guy long-term, or you go after another frontline pitcher who is under control. So you're not touching the chemistry, but you're getting that frontline starter.
I would agree with you. The problem, I think, internally for them is going to be that they have blown up their what they have prospect-wise for so long as a real positive for this baseball team, that they're going to be reluctant to part when it's just for a rental. Like, I'm not basing that on anything that anybody said. That's the feeling I get from them.
Well, I would ask them this question. I would say, in the off season, are you bringing Duran and everybody else back in that outfield, or are you going to be possibly shopping Duran and looking to move on from him in the off season? Because if you are, I don't have a problem with you doing it now to make your team really have a shot this year and still be where you need to be next year. Because if you're going to do it in the off season, you might as well do it now when it can help you for this year. Where I could see if Duran was tearing the cover off the ball and you were like, we don't want to let go one of our better hitters. But he's not. So if you're
I just don't think I don't know how important a cog in the chemistry part of things he is.
Well, if he's an important cog, then that means you're not going to trade him in the offseason. So if you're not going to do that, okay, I get it. But if come the offseason, if they traded Duran and they missed out and they lost in the playoffs and they could have used another pitcher, you don't think we're all going to be sitting here second-guessing going, well, why the hell didn't you do that?
Yeah. All right. What's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, one of the guys that Jeff Passan said isn't going to be moving at the deadline is Alex Bregman. And our guy, Rob Bradford, caught up with Bregman at the All-Star weekend here down in Atlanta. And he was asked about Boston and how much he likes the city, if he likes it more than he thought he would. Here was Bregman with Bradford.
Boston, what you thought it would be?
It's awesome. It's even better.
Is it?
Yeah.
In what way?
Everything about it. It's been first class. The people are awesome. The fans are great. Organization's been awesome. My teammates have been incredible. Really enjoyed my time.
I mean, the guy, we've talked a lot about him, mm-hmm. and he is he's not only a great player, but he's also a great coach. Like, you have an added coach mm-hmm. and a veteran presence to deal with those young guys.
Yeah, I would try my best to lock him up. I wouldn't go crazy and giving him something.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's making $40 million a year as it is right now. So, I mean,
Right. But, I mean, I feel like that's kind of what the going price is. You know, and I think it's, if you don't do it now and he has a really good second half, obviously we know that price tag is going to go up, but he brings a lot to the table. And I wouldn't mind paying a guy who brings a lot to the table on the field, but also in the clubhouse with the younger players. So why not jump on it now before the price tag gets too high?
Yeah. If there's anything you've learned from, first of all, like Shime and I have both agreed on this, you chose him already. So give the guy the term at least somewhat close to what he wants, because I think mm-hmm. that's what matters to him. You chose him over Devers.
Yeah.
And you had to bring him in part because of the clubhouse stuff, because Devers was never naturally that guy and didn't grow into it. Bregman is totally that guy.
You also notice that you have started to hear all this stuff about how helpful he is to the young guys post-Devers. Like, you know, Rafaela, or, you know, giving him 90% of the credit for how he's hitting the baseball. Roman Anthony, you name the guy. I wonder if he didn't feel comfortable, or the vibe didn't lend itself to him being that guy when Rafael Devers was here.
He might have felt like he was stepping on toes, because
correct.
Devers was the highest paid player on the team.
Correct.
And it was Devers.
Devers couldn't see his toes, but yes.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yes. I mean, who am I to judge?
No, but that's a good point.
But what?
That's a really good point. Because people are like that. Like, you come into a new environment and they want you to do a lot, but there's already like this big figure there. And
yeah.
It's like, all right, I don't want to I know he's the face of the team, but they want me, and I want to be like friends with everybody, you know, before. And so that has to be really difficult for a guy like Bregman to do.
Hmm. Yeah. All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, one guy who might be available at the trade deadline would be Minnesota Twins pitcher Joe Ryan. And our guy Rob Bradford caught up with him as well at All-Star Weekend. And I got to tell you, it doesn't sound like Joe Ryan wants to stay in Minnesota for very long.
I heard Jones and Keefe yesterday, and I think it was Rich who was talking about really wanting to trade Duran for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't. I think it's going to have to be Duran and prospects, and I don't know. But he's saying he doesn't like it there. Go ahead. Play.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he loves it in Minnesota. Here was Joe Ryan talking with Bradford.
July is awesome. I think everyone in the clubhouse gets excited just seeing where guys are going to go around the league, and you don't know, and I think that's exciting. And being someone that could get traded, it would be exciting. I mean, I do love Minnesota, and I love where I'm at, so it would be sad, definitely hard to go, but at the end of the day, it's never up to me, and yeah.
Well, you've never gone through anything like this, obviously, right?
No, I mean, I'm not really paying attention to it too much. I don't look at my stats, so I don't look at even, like, articles that much, but people have, like, mentioned it, and I've looked at it, seen a couple of things, but I'm not like diving into it too deep.
He sounds like he's walking around with a sign on that says trade me. He's like, you know what I love? The trade deadline. Nobody knows where anyone's going to go.
Such an exciting month.
It's like if your boyfriend or girlfriend went to the club and he's like, you know what I love? All these people trying to hook up with each other. And I'm wondering, I love my significant other, but I'm just wondering
about all these options.
I'm just wondering what's going to happen here.
Yeah. Well, it's Minnesota. Yeah. I mean, you probably feel the same way.
Now, Minnesota's actually a pretty cool little... Minneapolis is a nice little town.
I've never been.
Yeah, it's a nice little city.
He likes the lakes.
The spring, the fall, and the summer, obviously, the wintertime. But it's a nice little vibe out there. Mm-hmm. But based on...
a great mall.
Yeah, Mall of America is massive.
Roller coaster in the mall,
wow,
right?
That is... Yeah, that thing is massive.
How affordable is it, like Minnesota, compared to like coastal cities?
Like compared to Boston?
Yeah, like if you were going to live in Minneapolis, St. Paul,
I'd rather
to
live in Minneapolis.
I mean, depends. Do you want electricity?
Not like a plan. Way cheaper than here. So way cheaper. I bet it's probably comparable to like the Maryland area.
Maryland area is pretty expensive, man.
Compared to Boston?
D.C. is right there with Boston.
Yeah. Like all the commuters
You're thinking of like Baltimore.
No, I'm thinking of like Bethesda, Maryland.
Are you nuts, Wiggy?
What?
How much do you think it costs to live in Bethesda?
It is not like it costs to live in Massachusetts.
We're going to talk during the break because not a single person in the Boston area cares about housing prices in Bethesda. My sister lives in Bethesda.
My boy lives in Bethesda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he can settle up with a realtor.
I was going to move to Bethesda, Maryland.
What year?
I don't know, 2008 or something like that.
All right, housing prices might be different.
This is Sully in the truck. Hey, Sully, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I didn't realize Jaren Duran was Ken Griffey Jr. Like, what are we talking about here? I mean, the guy's batting .258 with 8 home runs. And you trade him, you package him with a prospect or two for a Joe Ryan or a Seth Lugo. Go get that number two behind Crochet. You line up in the playoffs, Crochet, Ryan, Lugo, and with Bayo and Giolito. Give me that against anybody.
Okay, well,
I know what we're talking about here with Jaren Duran.
I don't think anybody's compared him to Ken Griffey Jr. But
who's? But in his absence,
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that like every time I hear Greg say like. You don't want to part with Jaren Duran. Like, he's like this big, huge piece on the
team.
He
was an all-star last year. You know? Like, you can't pretend like he wasn't great in 23 and 24.
And he's clearly a leader on this team.
I mean, Sully, who's...
I get it, but I'm just saying, if you can get like a Joe Ryan for him, he wouldn't do it today.
Sully, who's going to handle the Wally head in his absence? That's what I'm concerned about.
Who's going to handle the dugout?
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll find somebody.
Right, that will be missed. Absolutely will be missed. I'm just saying, like... And I agree with Wiggy with this. I would get this thing done now before the break's over and just get this guy in now, get that pitcher in now. Why wait? I mean, you've got so many big series coming up against frontline NL teams. I mean, you can really see where you're at after the next, like, 10 or 14 games after the break.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe I am overemphasizing the value when it comes to chemistry and when it comes to Jaren
Duran.
Yeah,
but don't pretend like he's a scrub.
Oh, he's not a scrub.
Why are you calling him Ken Griffey Jr.? We're not going that far, but he was an all-star last year, and he was on a really strong trajectory. So,
but if you could have one of the two, Joe Ryan, who's got like ERA at 2.7, or Jaren Duran on this baseball team, who would you rather have?
Well, you're saying on this baseball team that you are going for it strictly this year.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Right. And you might be able to, who the hell knows? You might be able to keep Joe Ryan around for, you know, give him a new car. Because he's like, he would be a legitimate number two. He'd be, ace adjacent. So if you could have Joe Ryan or Duran, knowing what you look like now with the plethora of outfielders you have, who would you rather have?
All right, that is They Said It, a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday and the news. Wish I'm filling in for Courtney next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Still plenty of time to leave us a Hill Note on the Odyssey app, and that is a voice note on any topic, and we will play the best ones back during the 9 o'clock hour, 9:20 this morning. Courtney on vacation, Shime with this morning's news. Hello, Shime.
Hi, Greg. So let's begin with Ed Kelly, the union president, the firefighters union president, alleges inadequate staffing during a deadly fire response.
That fire, this is the Fall River fire?
That's correct.
Horrible. Assisted living facility, 9 people died.
Mm. Yeah.
And the if it weren't for the work of the firefighters that they have there, would have been worse. And I don't know. I know they're investigating, but some question about whether the smoke detectors were working there. Jesus. In that facility, which is horrible. So, yes, Ed Kelly?
Yeah, so union officials told a news conference Monday that firefighters were unable to mount an adequate response because the city does not have enough staff. Mm. International Association of Firefighters President Ed Kelly said its staffing, if the staffing had been at the nationally recommended level, there would have been 8 more firefighters at the scene Sunday night. Mm. We can hear from Edward Kelly on Boston 25.
We call upon the mayor to increase the staffing. That's what Fall River deserves. Last night, had they been staffed properly up to national standards, there would have been 8 more firefighters affecting rescues here last night. There's no doubt that would have made a difference. But unfortunately, it just wasn't enough. Thank God for the heroic efforts of the Fall River firefighters who saved dozens of lives last night.
Mm. Is that a mayor thing or is that a Massachusetts thing? Like, no, it's more money for
individual towns and cities.
Okay.
They do their budgets. So,
okay.
I think the standard is four firefighters, and they oftentimes are under three at certain companies there in Fall River. So,
okay.
Great guy, Ed Kelly. Edzo, local guy, listener of this radio show. Awesome guy. Fantastic guy.
Most firefighters so, are.
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome guys.
Should always have firefighters and policemen and EMTs and all that.
Yes, that should be the first priority.
Always.
Not a new bike wash station. For $50,000 or whatever that thing cost. All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, a New Hampshire man took a nice little trip up to the great country of Canada.
Yes.
And is now not allowed to return home.
Oh.
Hmm. Chris Landry, a legal U.S. resident. He's lived in New Hampshire for since he was 3 years old. He has a partner, five children, and a job in manufacturing. Was stopped Sunday at the border in Holton, Maine, while returning from a family vacation. 3 hours later, the 46-year-old was told, can't go home, despite having a green card and being a legal U.S. resident. In 2004-2007, Landry apparently faced charges of marijuana possession and driving with a suspended license, but he says he's had no criminal record since then. Man. We can hear from Chris Landry on NBC Boston.
They pulled me aside and started questioning me about my past convictions in New Hampshire. They denied me re-entry and said, you know, don't come back or we will detain you. And the only way for me to get back in was to see a immigration judge.
Guy may be stuck in Canada for some time. I hope this doesn't happen to our pal Razor.
Right.
I was trying to get, you brought it, or Wiggy brought up Razor, or somebody brought up Razor filling in, and so I reached out. He's currently in Canada right now. So
where's Ken? Ken goes to Canada a lot,
Ken
too, so there's
got to
be careful.
Ken does travel to Canada, yeah, but not on, I think this summer he went to Disney again for the 1,000th time or whatever.
Is he a Disney guy?
He's a Disney adult.
He is?
The creepiest kind, yes.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
Wait till you hear... I think we have a news story about Disney adults.
Oh, do we, Greg?
And the out-of-control hooking up that apparently they do when they are traveling to Disney alone as adults.
Really?
Yes. It's like some kind of like an orgy, smorgasbord or whatever over there.
So that's where the singles go? That's the hookup destination?
Apparently.
Wow.
I mean, I thought they were there just for the rides, but I mean, the Disney rides.
Right. Drinking around the world at Epcot gets pretty crazy, Greg.
I think it does.
I did try that once.
Yeah.
That was tough.
What, you went all around the world?
Did you ever do that? They give you a wristband and you drink around the world? I went, my mom had had a conference there when I was in grad school, so I went to just bum off her hotel suite for a couple days.
Yeah.
And so we went and tried to do that, and we made it through like four countries. I don't know how people do that.
I thought you was like, I went to Disney as a single.
No.
To mingle.
No, that is not my scene.
Right.
It was a free trip and a nice hotel, so I went.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, why not say yes? Let's take a break. We'll get to the rest of the news next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.